Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 9, Verse number 3. As this verse is in prose form, so we'll directly go to word meaning. Tatrapi, in that Brahmana birth also, Swajana Sangat, from association with relatives and friends, Cha and Brisham greatly Udvijamana, being always afraid that he would fall down again. Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Karma Bandha, the bondage of the reactions of fruitive activities. Vidhivamsana, which vanquishes. Shravana, hearing. Smarana, remembering. Guna Vivarana, hearing descriptions of the qualities of the Lord. Charana Arvinda, lotus feet. Yugalam, the two. Manasa, with the mind. Vidadhat, always thinking of. Atmana, of his soul. Pratighatam, obstruction on the path of devotional service. Ashankamana, always fearing. Bhagavat Anugrahena, by the special mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anusmrita, remembered. Swapurva, his own previous. Janma Avali, string of births. Atmanam, himself. Unmatta, mad. Jada, dull. Andha, blind. Badhira, and deaf. Swarupena, with these features. Darshayamasa, he exhibited. Lokasya, to people in general. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Due to his being specially gifted with the Lord's mercy, Bharat Maharaj could remember the incidents of his past life. Although he received the body of a Brahmana, he was still very much afraid of his relatives and friends who were not devotees. He was always very cautious of such association because he feared that he would again fall down. Consequently, he manifested himself before the public eye as a madman, dull, blind and deaf, so that others would not try to talk to him. In this way, he saved himself from bad association. Within, he was always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and chanting the Lord's glories, which save one from the bondage of fruitive action. In this way, he saved himself from the onslaught of non-devotee associates. Purport. Every living entity is bound by different activities due to association with the modes of nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Karanam Gunna Sangha Asa Sadasad Yoni Janmasu. This is due to his association with the material nature, thus he meets with good and evil among various species. We get different types of bodies among 8.4 million species according to our karma. Karmana Deva Netrena. We work under the influence of material nature, contaminated by three modes, and thus we get a certain type of body according to superior order. This is called karma bandha. To get out of this karma bandha, one must engage himself in devotional service. Then one will not be affected by the modes of material nature. Mamchayo avabhicharena Bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati yetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the mode of material nature and thus come to the level of Brahman. To remain immune from the material qualities, one must engage himself in devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is the perfection of life. When Maharaj Bharat took birth as a Brahmana, he was not very interested in the duties of a Brahmana, but within he remained a pure Vaishnava, always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. As advised in Bhagavad Gita, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. This is the only process by which one can be saved from the danger of repeated birth and death. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Soyam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamsya Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminate Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratishe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapt Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patita Nam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Before we start, I would like to take blessing from all devotees, especially His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu, Brajhari Prabhu, other senior devotees, so that I can speak something, whatever I have heard and read before, from other senior devotees for my own purification. So here we recently completed, 2 days back, the last chapter in which there was a description about Bharat Maharaj and how he becomes a deer. And yesterday we started this new chapter which talks about Jada Bharat. So Prabhupada in the purport and in the translation also, there are in steps, Prabhupada is going very systematically in the stepwise manner in the purport, how a materially entangled living entity can come out and how he can remain always out of this material entanglement. So three things that Prabhupada is talking in purport. One is karma bandha. How the jivas who are entangled in material world, karma bandha. Then he talks how to come out of this karma bandhan. And third is how to remain immune to this material entanglement. The three things Srila Prabhupada is talking in purport. And this is, we see in the life of Bharat Maharaj also, how he was a great soul. And Krishna making an instrument to Bharat Maharaj, teaching us how if one is not careful, like in yesterday's purport, Prabhupada is writing, Bharat Maharaj was willfully neglected his duties. At one point of time, he left his bhajan, Shravanam Kirtanam, which Prabhupada is describing, because of the association of deer. And then, by mercy of Krishna, he got this birth as Jada Bharat, and he still remembers the previous births. Not only the previous births, Srila Prabhupada writes, strings of birth. That means Jada as a deer and as Bharat Maharaj, who he was. So that's why he was very, very cautious in this lifetime. As it is said that once burnt, twice shy. In Hindi we say, Dut ka chala, chas bhi phook phook ke pita. So Bharat Maharaj was showing as a Jada Bharat how one has to be very cautious in spiritual life and very serious about the bhajan he is doing to attain Krishna. So first we will see what is karma bandhan and how one entangles. In the scriptures is mentioned the root cause of karma bandhan or living entity getting entangled into material nature is his spirit or the mentality to enjoy separate from Krishna. Due to his false ego, he wants to enjoy separately from Krishna and he gets entangled. Actually, living entity is not the supreme enjoyer for all what exists. Only Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And living entity, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, also enjoys, but he is a secondary enjoyer. His enjoyment comes after he serves Krishna. So it's not that one devotee, when he serves Krishna, he doesn't get any happiness. He also becomes happy just by serving Krishna. Like we see, we take example, we make this flower garland and the pujari goes on the altar and he puts this flower garland, he offers to Radha Rasbihari ji. And if there is small worm, sometimes there are insects, especially in this season, we'll see some worms will be there in the flower. And by some fortune, that worm was still in the garland, which was there on the neck of Rasbihari. And that worm is moving in the garland very close to the lotus face of Rasbihari ji. And then after some time, the time comes for the offering of bhoga to Lord. And seeing that bhoga, the worm comes out and separates himself from the association of Krishna and wants to enjoy that bhoga, which is meant for Krishna. What happens? Pujari sees that worm, takes him where he was, in the exalted position, very close to the lotus face of Krishna. He wanted to enjoy. Now after some time, we found he is in the dustbin. He'll be thrown out. And then again entangled. So this is how a living entity, when wants to enjoy separately, Shri Radha Rasbihari ji, Shri Sitaram Lakshman, Shri Gaur Nitayan, Shri Jaya. When a living entity endeavors to enjoy separately from Krishna, this is what happens. Immediately Maya captures and then it just goes on like a vicious circle. Very, very difficult to again come out. And we are seeing this. Another example is cocoon, Reshmi Kida, what we say. So that cocoon himself, from his mouth only, it is releasing the chemical which becomes a thread. And after some time, in the same thread which is coming from his mouth, he is entangled completely and he dies there. So we see in the material world how people, it is not that people are lazy in material world. Even scripture says, but how they are spiritually lazy. That's why karma bandha is the situation when a living entity is materially alert but spiritually inert. He does not respond to any spiritual activity, but very active to respond to material activity. People are working, especially after IT industry comes in the picture, people are working for 14 hours, 16 hours is a normal thing. All software engineers. Rather, engineers, when they get job in companies, IT companies, they know that they have to work minimum 12 hours. And they are working. But when you tell them to come for some program, when we tell them to, you know, come and chant or read this Prabhupada book, they say, we don't have time. And because they are spiritually inert and not responding, they get more and more entangled into the karma bandhan. When a living entity takes himself to be, or imagines, he cannot be, become anytime enjoyer, but when he imagines to be enjoyer himself, he is frustrated in life. Like we see, example, when we take even Kalia. Kalia was living in the Kalia Dha in Yamuna, and he was thinking he is a king and he can do anything he wants. And when Krishna jumped, he wanted to show off to his wife and children that, see, this blue boy is under my grip. Not knowing what the future is, in front of same wives and children, Kalia's all false ego will be crushed by Krishna. So whenever living entities taking this position, he gets frustrated. Even we see in Govardhan Leela how Indra wanted to enjoy. But then Krishna said, this is all meant for Govardhan. And what happens? Ultimately Indra is frustrated. And he comes down to his position as a servant of Krishna. So this is how the karma bandhan. Here Prabhupada mentions also Bhagavad Gita 13.22. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with what? Material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. According to his previous karma, he will either meet good or evil. So one more understanding come from this verse is that whatever bad is happening in my life, no one is responsible other than me. Srila Prabhupada, one disciple went to Srila Prabhupada and he was saying how he is facing some difficulty because of other devotees. Srila Prabhupada said, why are you disturbed with what you have only created for yourself? We get disturbed, we think that others are creating disturbance for me. The situation is getting wrong or getting, creating disturbance for me. But this is not the right conclusion. The understanding is it's my own previous karma which has now fructified and coming as a problem. So no one else is responsible in this karma bandhan. The jiva himself is responsible for that. And then Srila Prabhupada is talking how to come out of this karma bandhan. He says that you are in karma bandhan, now you have to come out. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this famous verse is that Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavaji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So in all the universes, jiva is just getting transformed from one universe to another universe, one species to another species. In 8.4 million species, he's just traveling from time immemorial. And then by mercy of Krishna and by mercy of Guru, he gets the way which will take him out to this karma bandhan. Otherwise, it's a vicious circle. No one can come out on its own. So we see how mercy of Guru and Krishna, mercy of Vaishnavas is so important. And Srila Prabhupada also lays so much stress on this mercy of association. And that's why he created, he said, ISKCON I have created because I want devotees to take association. Because in this association, in association of Vaishnavas only, there's the opportunity to get purified and come out of this birth and death cycle. Like in one of the bhajan, Devkinandan Das, he writes, Sarva Vancha Siddhihaya Yama Bandha Chute. So with the association of devotees, what will happen? Sarva Vancha Siddhihaya. All the desires will attain perfection and Yama Bandha Chute. The bandhan or the noose of Yamraj will be cut off by the association and mercy of devotees. And the entire song which he talks about the glories of devotees. So we also see there are other verses, many verses which talk about association. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Kona bhagya kona jivera shraddha yadi haya tabe sei jiva sadhu sangha ekaraya. If by good fortune a living entity develops faith in Krishna, he begins to associate with devotees. So what is the first steps here? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is teaching to Sanatan Goswami. He is telling the first step is a faith. And even Srila Rupa Goswami Pad also mentions in NOD that faith Adho Shraddha. And then it will happen Sadhu Sangha. So when one develops faith in the process, then only he will take the association of devotees. And how that faith will develop for outside people, it is responsibility of devotees how they themselves take seriously this process of Krishna consciousness and how they practice and how they preach, how they behave so that it will influence. Like I was hearing, everyone is a leader. Everyone in the world is a leader. Either by his example he becomes a bad leader or by his example he becomes a good leader. So with our own example, how we exemplify our character, we can preach someone and give him faith that this process is working and bring him to Krishna, or by our own wrong behavior, we can, rather than awakening his love for Krishna, we will awaken more envy and then he will run away from Krishna. So give the seed of faith to living entity is the responsibility of devotees, how we are preaching. And then he will come into association of sadhus and his process will start. So here, it's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing and he's saying it's not that once you have attained association of sadhus and now you are doing bhajana kriya and attain the perfection, then you don't need any association. Association is required throughout. He says, Krishna bhakti janma mula haya sadhu sangha Krishna prema janme teho puna mukhya anga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. This is the root cause. Like we know that Krishna doesn't give devotion to anyone, bhakti to anyone. It's only bhaktas who will give bhakti. Krishna never gives bhakti directly. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. He is not saying it is important. He is saying association of devotees still most essential. Rather, Srila Prabhupada considered Chaitanya Charitamrita the topmost literature. Even beyond Bhagavatam, he says, after Bhagavatam you come and then you study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what we find in Bhagavatam is mostly the relationship between devotees and Krishna in different incarnations. That is the description mostly we find in Bhagavatam. And some description, the relationship between devotees. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Lord Krishna, Gauranga himself is playing a role of a devotee, so entire book, entire literature only talks about relationship between devotees. How two devotees or how a group of devotees can build a loving relationship between them. That is all is spoken about. Rather, all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela and all mercy we show is through his devotees. In Srivas Angan, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do his kirtan, he delivered everyone associated with Srivas Thakur. Servants and servants of the servants also. Even tailor who was stitching clothes, that also he also got delivered. And we know that the lady who was filling water, whose name was Dukhi, she got the name as Sukhi and got Krishna Prem. Only Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur, they are all getting mercy only because they are associated with you. And another pastime we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita is the Vakreshwar Pandit gave benefit to whom? One devotee was giving Bhagavatam and Srivas Thakur came and he was thrown out. Devanand Pandit. Even Devanand Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry on him. He said, you have offended Srivas, I will never give you Krishna Prem. Never ever you will attain Krishna Prem. He was so angry. But then what happens? Vakreshwar Pandit, understanding that, you know, he's a nice devotee, he wanted to extend the mercy of Lord to Devanand Pandit. And when Vakreshwar Pandit, once he planned and he went, and he was dancing continuously. He's famous for his dancing. 72 hours he'll continuously dance. So he was dancing and singing alone in the road near the house of Devanand Pandit. And everyone was just circled Vakreshwar Pandit. And sometime because he will go in ecstasy and he will fall down, so Devanand Pandit will run, and every time whenever Vakreshwar Pandit is about to fall down, he'll catch him. And many people, seeing that Vakreshwar Pandit is such a saintly person, they wanted to touch his feet. And it will disturb his kirtan. So he was having a stick, Devanand Pandit, to remove everyone away. And then finally, Vakreshwar Pandit was taken to Devanand Pandit's house, where Devanand Pandit personally served him, massaged him. And just when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he was so angry on him initially, and when he heard this, his heart completely melted. And he immediately gave mercy to Devanand Pandit. Even in Bhagavad Gita, even in Mahabharata, we see Krishna says, I can break my promise. That is not important. And he broke also by taking the weapon to save Arjuna. But because now Vakreshwar Pandit has, you know, given a promise that you will attain Krishna Prem to Devanand Pandit, he attained Krishna Prem. So even at that level, we see how Mahaprabhu is showing that association of devotees is required. And Mahaprabhu himself has never told kirtan. He always said sankirtan. Always in association of devotees he started kirtan. Rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we talk about association. What is the power of association? Mahaprabhu doing the leela, and he was like a jnani, and he was so scholarly, he will debate and defeat everyone. Even Keshav Kashmiri got defeated. Mahaprabhu was defeating everyone left, right, center. But he never took devotional service. Even again and again requested by Srivas Thakur, he will never go for it. But when he met Srila Ishwar Puri, he was so much affected by the association of Ishwar Puri that immediately he took up devotional service. And Ishwar Puri was the first person who actually defeated Mahaprabhu in logic. Mahaprabhu very happily accepted the defeat, knowing that he is my guru. Same with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was a leader. Srila Prabhupada says, I was always a leader. But then he said, and he was arguing also with Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. He gave his own argument that, you know, first we need to make our country independent, and then we'll talk about Krishna. But then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, Krishna consciousness cannot wait for anything. And he accepted. Srila Prabhupada, who was always a leader, he said, I accepted very happily the defeat from my own Guru Maharaj. So we see what an association. Few moments of association, what Prabhupada did. Alone he shook the world. Created such a revolution. And not only it stops here, this goes on. Srila Prabhupada empowers his disciples and they go on preaching. The power of association. Like once Srila Prabhupada was going, traveling to Australia, I exactly don't know from where, and he stopped at Fiji. Fiji airport, he stopped for a few hours. And there he was sitting in the lounge and chanting. The one Indian businessman who was staying in Fiji, he came and started talking to him. And Prabhupada preached him. What happened? When Srila Prabhupada left, he opened his ISKCON temple there. And after that he got initiated also by Prabhupada. When Prabhupada went to Moscow and he got visa only for 5 days, when he was leaving, that day only one Indian boy brings one Russian boy to meet Prabhupada. And that Indian, later we found he was not much interested who brought this Russian boy, but Prabhupada preached to this Russian boy for some moments. And he explained him Bhagavad Gita. He gave his own copy of Bhagavad Gita. And we see today revolution in Russia. A historical thing to happen, just few moments of association of Srila Prabhupada, that Russian boy created a revolution. Because he was not having books, he xeroxed his Bhagavad Gita and then he started distributing. In such a intense conditions at that time in Russia. So this is what an association can bring, anyone, change in anyone's life. And we have many such example of, we see even Narada Muni serving Bhaktivedantas in the Chaturmas, or Mrigari taking association of Narada Muni, how he got delivered. And there are so many examples. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to South India, he will dance on the way, and people will see, and they get Krishna Prem and become ecstatic. And they go to their own villages, other people seeing them, embracing them, they get Krishna Prem. Just by association. So that's why so much stress is laid in the scriptures on the association of devotees. In 11th canto, Krishna is telling to Uddhava, Satasanga labdhya bhaktya mai mamsa upasita savai me darshitam shadbhir anjasa vindate padam. Krishna says to Uddhava, one who has obtained pure devotional service, how? By association with my devotees, always engage in worshipping me. Thus, he very easily goes to my abode, which is revealed by my pure devotees. So first you get bhakti through the association of pure devotees, Krishna is saying, who can only reveal, and they will only reveal the holy dham to people. In the purport, it's mentioned, the pure devotees of the Lord can reveal the spiritual world by their transcendental sound vibration. Just by sound vibration, they can reveal the spiritual world, making it possible for even a neophyte devotee to experience the Lord's abode. What exactly we spoke in the case of Russia, Srila Prabhupada, just by his transcendental sound vibration, he revealed to him. And here it is said, making it possible for even a neophyte devotee to experience the Lord's abode. So this is the power of association of pure devotees. When one gets into association, there are three benefits which are mentioned. What are the effects or benefits of associating and serving in Vaishnava? First is, he will attain the taste for Krishna Katha and for holy name. Taste for achieving Krishna. This is the second benefit. And third is purification from material bondage. So we see how living entity can come out of karma bandhan, which is possible. But then it is also important how to remain there. Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport, to remain immune from material qualities, one must engage himself in devotional service, which is Shravanam and Kirtanam. And we saw, we read in Bhagavatam in last chapter, that Bharat Maharaj, he was so much absorbed in the thoughts of deer, that at one point of time he left his bhajan also. So the problem happened there, that he left Shravana Kirtanam. There was no bhajan. Even initially he was not eating also, and sometimes he'll eat, sometimes he'll not eat. But when deer came, he was feeding the deer, and gradually he started eating every day. So because the bhajan stopped or, you know, went down in quality, we saw the determination or the bala, the tapa bala also went down. So now we'll see how to remain immune. That means a situation where one is materially inert, it does not respond to the material qualities, he will still be present and he is spiritually very alert. So one is this Shravana Kirtana. Srila Prabhupada says in one of the conversation that why Jada Bharat behaved like a dull madman. So Prabhupada, the exact words are, Jada Bharat is keeping himself very dull because he is most intelligent and advanced in spiritual consciousness. Because Jada Bharat is most intelligent, he is presenting himself as most dull person. And in future, in the further verses, we will see how his father is trying to teach him, but he does not accept teaching also. His father tells him, go and evacuate and then wash your hand. He will wash hands first and then he will evacuate. Even his father, such a great devotee, he is not following. Because he knows, once I will respond to these simple teachings, what they are giving, they will give more. And then they will give more. And then they will make me a pandita, get me married. And then again all this will entanglement will start. It will be difficult again to do bhajan. For Bharat Maharaj it was very practical. We may see it's very concept is theoretical, but Bharat Maharaj, he has been a king. And he remembers that he was king of the entire planet. And there is still nothing because he renounced everything at such a young age. There was nothing in that. Radha Govind Maharaj was saying in one lecture that when we hear these kind of narrations, we should not directly jump to the conclusion and understand from our point of view, like a judging mentality. First, we should try to go in the mindset of Bharat Maharaj at what position he is and how he has renounced, and then understand the pastime or incident and then apply accordingly in our life. Even Raghunath Das Goswami also, when he left everything and he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, finally, Lord Chaitanya said, by Krishna's mercy you have been saved. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he said, I don't know who Krishna is. I know you have saved me. Again, I'm emphasizing how, because Mahaprabhu is playing a role of devotee, what is the devotee's role in life? There is also, I was reading that Krishna generally doesn't interfere in any of the living entities' karma. The cycle of karma, Krishna doesn't interfere. But pure devotee is so merciful that he will come and interfere without even you welcoming him, and he will take you out of this karma bandha. And only a devotee can do that. To remain immune, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very nice formula. Asat sanga tyagayai vaishnava achar stri sangi eka sadhu krishna bhaktar. He is saying asat sanga tyagayai vaishnava achar. The quality of vaishnava is he will leave the asat sanga. And Srila Prabhupada, in the translation, Srila Prabhupada writes, in this way, he saved himself from the onslaught of non-devotee association. Prabhupada is using such a heavy word, onslaught of non-devotee association. Even we have to associate, it's not that devotees don't have to go out, they will preach. Devotees who are working, they will be dealing with people, worldly people. But then it is always suggested by seniors that you go, don't take association, but give association. That is no problem. And try to keep it minimized as much as possible. We cannot avoid that thing. Here in the Bhagavatam 3rd canto, Lord Kapila is telling to Mother Devahuti, what are the demerits? What are the evils which will come when we associate with worldly people? By association with worldly people, one becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of mind, control of senses, fortune and all opportunities. Everything will be lost just by association with worldly people. And one of the best examples how a person gets entangled into karma bandhan again comes out by Krishna's mercy and devotee's mercy, we see is Ajamil. How Ajamil was a nice brahmana, and because he took association of that prostitute, he got completely degraded. And then one sadhu came, and Ajamil's wife, she was carrying the 10th child, and she served that sadhu. One sadhu came and she served that sadhu with some water and grains, and she asked then that sadhu that what name should I give to my son? And this is the 10th son. And that sadhu said, you give him name as Narayan. So again, a devotee interfered in the life of Ajamil. It's not that Vishnu Dutas directly came. The role of devotee was there first. Even it is mentioned, there is no mention that how degraded Ajamil became. we can see there is no mention that other 9 children were whose children. We say Ajamil has 10 children, but in the Bhagavatam it is mentioned the son of prostitute, the children of prostitute. Only in the 10th child it is mentioned that son of Ajamil. And here, what description here it is given in the diorama, it says Ajamil, the husband of a prostitute. Such a sarcastic word. How someone can be husband of prostitute? But here Acharya is saying, what is the situation he entangled into himself? Just by associating. He threw his parents out. He kicked his wife, children, everything. And then by the devotee's mercy, he got a son. He kept the name of son as Narayan. And he got a next life by Vishnu Duta's mercy. And what he did, immediately detached everything. Went to Haridwar, practiced bhajan for 5 years, went back to Godhead. The very practical example for us, before coming to ISKCON, Prabhupada says in this Ajamil section, we should understand what our situation was, where I would have gone. But then, by connection, by establishing connection with devotees, we can think that how Krishna has given us a new life. How Jada Bharat got new life as Jada Bharat, and what teaching he is given, one has to be determined in his practice of Krishna consciousness. Completely detached from non-devotees and very serious about attaining Krishna. Why Bharat Maharaj, why Jada Bharat was behaving, he was cutting off all the connection from the world. Even his father was a devotee. He does not want to have. So we can understand by this verse which talks, Shraddha Shabde Vishwasa Kahe Sudrida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kritahaya. Just by Krishna Bhakti, everything else will be achieved. So Jada Bharat wanted to just achieve that. He preached to Rahugana, King Rahugana, but he never tried to preach to his brothers or anyone. He was so out, you know, above the body level, he was at a soul platform. Even when these dacoits were about to chop his head, he didn't react. And Krishna personally saved him. He was at that level. So that determination will only come when one associates with sadhus and one becomes very rigid in his practice of Krishna consciousness. So this is how, see, to summarize this verse, we saw how living entity gets entangled into karma bandhan when he wants to enjoy separately from Krishna. And what is the means to come out of this karma bandhan, which is association of devotees, and how we can remain always immune from material entanglement, is by doing our sadhana nicely and still continuing with the association of devotees. Intensifying our desire to attain Krishna. That is what we see from this verse. Hare Krishna. So, any corrections or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Very wonderfully you explained how the jivas has been entangled. But in this case, Prabhuji, Bharat Maharaj, he was on the platform of bhava. And he doesn't have any tinge of desire to enjoy independently. So how in this clear case, Bharat Maharaj case, we can learn that he has a desire to enjoy? What, no, you said, you know, association and this. But he was in the bhava platform and he was so innocent. So he doesn't have in his mind all this, you know, what you told as a general sadhakas. So, how this case has been related with general sadhakas can learn with this incident, Bharat Maharaj?
Yeah. So, actually, yes, Bharat Maharaj was on a stage of bhava. But Krishna is teaching. Prabhupada writes in this purport. It's not that Krishna is teaching through him. What he is teaching, even at that level, even at that level, what mistake Bharat Maharaj did? Prabhupada writes in the previous verse, yesterday's purport, Bharat Maharaj willfully neglected his spiritual duties. He willfully, that was a mistake. He stopped his bhajan. He was absorbed in the thoughts of deer. Because he was a Kshatriya, when he was a king, and he likes to give shelter. He gave shelter to deer and got attached there. So for a general sadhaka, for all of us, we can only say how we can remain very careful in dealing. Very, very cautious we have to be. How we have to strictly practice our sadhana and do not give any space to Maya. Srila Prabhupada explains, Maya will not come like a big Himalayan mountain, it will come like a pebble and then it will expand. So we have to be very careful, even at the initial thinking, feeling, willing. There are three steps. If at the stage of thinking only, thoughts will come. Even Yamunacharya, when he says that verse, he gets the thought. He says, I get the thought of, say, X life, but I spit on that thought. That means thinking is coming. Even one becomes an exalted devotee, thoughts will come. That's the nature of this material world. But then he is not feeling, he is not going to willing. If at the thought stage, only we can cut off the association. Dhyayato Vishayam Pumsa. Same thing. Thinking started. Contemplation started on the sense objects. And then one gets entangled. So if at the thinking level, one can completely eradicate, then he will be saved. And that will only possible when, if we are not able to do, someone else will point out. Bharat Maharaj was alone. If Bharat Maharaj would have been, suppose, in a temple, or like for our situation, if we are alone, no one will tell us, but we are in temple, someone will see us that we are going off track. And devotees are merciful, they will come and give you feedback. That's their nature. But they want everyone to be on track. So we'll be checked in association of devotees. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. If one wants to become a pure devotee of Lord, how should he think about Krishna? Should he think that Krishna is the primary enjoyer and I am the secondary enjoyer, or Krishna is the only enjoyer? I have no right to enjoy. I am only servitor of Krishna.
Generally, what I have read, a devotee never thinks even I am a secondary enjoyer also. That is, Krishna reciprocates. Brajavasis or any other devotee, they never think that we will enjoy, let Krishna eat bhoga and I will enjoy the Mahaprasad. Prabhupada writes in 11th canto, it's mentioned in the that a neophyte devotee will offer his favorite items to Lord because he wants to eat. That is, he is dovetailing his propensity to eat. But a pure devotee, he never thought things of that. The pure devotee only thought is how to serve Krishna. When Krishna reciprocates, taking his service, Krishna reciprocates with love. And a devotee is also get. When Narasimha Dev took Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and he was licking, he saw that Narasimha Dev thought, I am not getting so much bliss which this Prahlad is getting by serving. So that is how devotees think. They never think of their own. Even Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't want to go to back to Godhead also. He said, I am not worried about myself. I don't want to go back. I want to be here and preach.
Hare Krishna. So, I have one comment. That you told that due to the association, we can free from the entanglement. Yes, it is true. But same time also karma also makes bandhan. And Krishnadas Kaviraj, he explains that when you give up the satsanga and when you will do the satsanga, then the karma bandhan will create. Satsanga chadi kaino asate vilas, sei lage lagela mara karma bandha pas. But how the karma, it imports. If you will not desire to serve Lord, jagyartham karmana anyatra lokayam karma bandhana. There's karma and the association, the both should be required. Prabhupada also, many times said, What you say, that is not important. What you do, that is important. So when we associate, we should be judged how we are develop our consciousness or attitude to serve the Lord. Because sometimes we listen, but we do something else. So that is not enable us to free from the karma bandhana. Because the consciousness that how we should be serve, it creates by the association. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Sadbhave sadhubhave cha sat iti et prayujyate prasaste karmani tatha sat iti avidhiyate. The sat means Supreme Lord. And when we will become sat, then when we will connect it with Him? How? By service. There is the subtle thing. Association and karma, both. Which karma makes us the bondage, entanglement, and that karma also we make us free from the karma bandhana. Like electricity. It is connected with freeze. It is cool, but when it will be connected with the heater, it will be hot. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, sir. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.